Court masks were a very popular form of drama for the king and queen and the royal court through the first half of the 17th century. They were eventually brought to an end by the gathering clouds of war that eventually engulfed the land in the English Civil War of the 1640s. One of the last court masks was by William Davenant, and it was called Salmacida Spolia, which was performed at Whitehall Palace on Tuesday, the 21st of January, 1640. The mask opens with a very dramatic scene of the curtain opening, and then a fury, a demon spirit, standing upon the stage and reciting the opening stanza. And Davenant describes the fury in quite a frightening way. He said the fury stands on stage with her hair standing up, mixed with snakes, her body lean, wrinkled, and of a swarthy colour. Her breasts hung down, bagging to her waist, to which with a knot of serpents was girt red bases, and under it tawny skirts down to her feet. And the opening section is thus. Blow, winds, until you raise the sea so high that waves may hang like tears in the sun's eye, that we, when in vast cataracts they fall, may think he weeps at nature's funeral. Blow, winds, and from the troubled womb of earth, where you receive your undiscovered birth, break out in wild disorders till you make Atlas between his shaking load to shake. How am I grieved the world should everywhere be vexed into a storm, save only here? Thou, O lucky, too much happy isle, grow more desirous of this flattering style, for thy long health can ne'er altered be, but by surfeits on felicity, and I, to stir the humours that increase in thy full body, o'ergrown with peace, will call those furies hither who incense the guilty and disorder innocence. Ascend, ascend, you horrid solemn brood of evil spirits, and displace the good. The great make only wiser to suspect whom they have wronged by falsehood or neglect. The rich make full of avarice as pride, like graves or swallowing seas unsatisfied, busy to help the state when needy grown from poor men's fortunes, ne'er from their own. The poor ambitious make, apt to obey, the false in hope to rule whom they betray, and make religion to become their vice, named to disguise ambitious avarice.